Howdy, and welcome to another episode of This Week in Texas. As always, I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Today, we will discuss the many ways that the Texas primary election season is already heating up, the already ongoing Republican Party of Texas chairman race, special legislative sessions and when they might be and what might be on the call by Governor Abbott, and the status of legislative priorities on Governor Abbott's desk, among other things. Thanks for tuning in as we preview the week ahead in Texas politics. Well, the 87th legislative session has only just concluded, and we already have an interesting field of candidates starting to form in several positions up and down the ballot. Perhaps to no one's surprise, the current Texas Land Commissioner, George P. Bush, officially announced his candidacy for Texas Attorney General last week. It's something he's been hinting at since before the legislative session began in January. In his announcement, Bush pointed out the ongoing legal troubles that surround the current Attorney General, Ken Paxton, by saying things like, "Enough is enough, Ken. You've brought way too much scandal and too little integrity to this office. And as a career politician for 20 years, it's time for you to go." He also attempted to position himself as the better choice in the race by warning that Democrats are eager to face Paxton in November because they see him as a weak link for Republicans, and that if he's the nominee again, they will have their first statewide office in close to 30 years. We should note that Bush is not without his own pushback either. Most notably, of course, is his last name. Several Republicans take issue with political dynasties, as he is the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and grandson of the late former President George H.W. Bush. There are also Republicans who are dissatisfied with Bush's management of the Alamo Project, which afforded him three different primary challengers in his last election as land commissioner. Interestingly, former President Donald Trump also indicated he will make an endorsement in the race in the near future. Both Bush and Ken Paxton have seemingly good relationships with the former president. Expect that his endorsement, coupled with what will undoubtedly be a drawn-out primary election cycle, will almost assuredly fracture Republican elites and activists. On the topic of the general land office, current state senator Don Buckingham, a Republican from Lakeway, has reportedly expressed interest to key supporters of hers that she would like to run for the office of Texas Land Commissioner. She has served in the Texas Senate since 2016. If she does in fact get in, she will have to give up her state Senate seat, and she will join a current candidate in Weston Martinez, a San Antonio Republican activist. He, of course, also announced last week that he is the endorsement of current Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. There's already an ongoing primary election for the office of Governor of Texas. Former state senator Don Huffines announced his candidacy for governor a few weeks before the end of the legislative session in May. He joined humorist Chad Prather. Notably, Governor Greg Abbott announced the endorsement by former President Donald Trump last week in what many see as an attempt to ward off any additional primary challenges from within his own party. On Friday of last week, the current Republican Party of Texas chairman, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, made headlines by announcing his resignation as head of the state party to take place on July 11th, leaving many people to speculate as to what, if anything, he would be potentially running for. It has been widely assumed and rumored by several Republican insiders that he would also become a candidate challenging Governor Abbott, though it's likely this will become more clear in the weeks ahead. Because Alan West announced his resignation in the midst of his chairmanship, his replacement will be selected by members of the State Republican Executive Committee, or SREC, instead of by the party delegates at a state party convention, similar to when and how the prior chairman, James Dickey, was first elected a few years back. Already, two individuals have announced their candidacy for the position, to include former state representative and attorney Matt Rinaldi, who was one of the most conservative lawmakers in the Texas House of Representatives when he served from 2015 to 2019. He is joined by current state Republican Executive Committee committeeman David Covey, who also happens to be the current Texas Republican County Chairman's Association president and chairman of the Orange County Republican Party. Members of the SREC will select the next chairman during a special meeting scheduled for July 11th. You may recall that in the lead-up to the end of the 87th legislative session, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick requested via Twitter a special legislative session called by Governor Abbott to address what he believed were conservative priorities that died in the midst of the Texas House of Representatives. Originally, Abbott seemed to push back against the idea, as he seemingly believed that there was both still time to get conservative priorities across the legislative finish line, and that the legislative session itself had several conservative victories already. On the second to last day of the legislative session, Democrats busted quorum by walking out of the House chamber before the omnibus election integrity bill could be fully considered and voted on. This maneuver killed any further consideration of not only that bill, but additional bills awaiting consideration in conference committee report form before the midnight deadline. Both election integrity and bail reform, something that died awaiting consideration, were emergency legislative priorities of Abbott, as he announced back on February 1st. Due to the death of his priorities, Abbott took to Twitter and subsequent radio interviews to announce that there would be, in fact, a special session dedicated to these items and potentially some other issues as well, and that it would be separate from the already talked about special session to take place in the September-October timeframe to address redistricting and money received from the federal government that they chose not to include in the overall state budget. He also announced via Twitter that he was considering a line item veto of such things as the section of the budget that funds the legislature in retaliation for the quorum-busting maneuver by House Democrats. This set off a litany of responses by lawmakers and attorneys alike who took issue with Abbott attempting to potentially employ an action that has huge balance of power implications. It's expected his intentions will be made more clear in the weeks ahead. As a result of all these issues, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and House Speaker Dade Phelan have been sparring over who ultimately is at fault for the actions of the House Democrats walking out, each blaming each other and the actions of the bodies they oversee. I would stipulate, however, that they're all at fault and that it comes down to the perhaps intentional misuse of limited time during the overall legislative session. I wrote an article on our website, texasscorecard.com, that summarizes their use of time. You can find it in the show notes page in today's episode as well. Ultimately, the legislature chose not to bring up the issue in the time that was specifically allotted for them to do so, and neglected to employ certain parliamentary procedures to enable efficient use of the time to make sure to bring up those issues accordingly, well before the last few days of the legislative session like they did. It's unclear as to what, if any, additional issues will be on the agenda for another special session. The prevailing wisdom between Capitol insiders is that the first special session will be called around mid-July to mid-August timeframe, while the second, as we talked about earlier, will remain in the September-October timeframe. As a reminder, only Governor Abbott can call for a special legislative session, and he is the only one that can decide what issues the legislature is supposed to take up and consider. They have up to a month to consider and fully pass them. The assumption is that more details will, of course, be forthcoming in the days and weeks ahead, so stay tuned to our website for updates. Lastly, I wanted to give an update on some of the legislative priorities that did pass and are currently awaiting Governor Abbott's consideration. At the end of the legislative session, only one legislative priority related to election integrity, supported by the Republican Party of Texas, made it to Governor Abbott's desk. This was House Bill 574 by Republican State Representative Greg Bonin of Friendswood. This bill created a criminal offense and penalty for illegal voting. It was signed by Abbott last week and will be effective on September 1st. Four of the bills related to religious freedom are awaiting Abbott's signature as well. These include House Bill 525 by Republican State Representative Matt Shaheen of Plano, which designates religious organizations and their activities as essential at all times, including during a time of emergency or disaster. It also includes House Bill 1239 by Republican State Representative Scott Sanford of McKinney, which prohibits the suspension of laws that already protect religious freedom and prohibits closure of places of worship, even in times of emergency or disaster. It includes Senate Bill 797 by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes of Mineola, which relates to the display of the national motto, "In God We Trust," in public schools and colleges and universities. It also includes House Concurrent Resolution 1 by Republican State Representative Phil Stevenson of Wharton, which emphasizes the legislature's support for prayer, use of the word God at public gatherings, and the display of the Ten Commandments in public schools and other government buildings. the bill seeking to prohibit abortion if and when the Supreme Court of the United States overturns Roe v. Wade is also awaiting Abbott's signature. Perhaps the question I get the most from listeners and those who read our commentary is whether Abbott has already signed the constitutional carry bill. The answer is not yet, but he has reaffirmed several times he intends to do so. This, of course, is House Bill 1927 by Republican State Representative Matt Schaefer of Tyler. Several of Abbott's own emergency priorities are still awaiting his signature as well, including broadband expansion bills, punishments for local governments that defund law enforcement, bills that are seeking to reform the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, and the Public Utilities Commission, or PUC, and bills seeking to provide for the regulatory framework for winterizing power generation facilities. Abbott has until Sunday, June 20th, to sign or veto any bills. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Join us again Monday for another update. If you're interested in in-depth summaries on specific legislative issues, make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, where we already started debuting several autopsy reports, as we call them, in summary of the overall 87th legislative session. If you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter or Facebook, @OpinionatedK. I'll see y'all next week. Y'all take care.